T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, adjusting to virtual education isn't easy. But for some students, for some districts, it can be more complicated than others. Well, you may have heard there's some challenges out in Aliquippa Beaver County. Here to give us some insight as to what's going on is Sue Capel. Welcome to the conversation, Sue. Thanks for joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hi, Lynn. How are you? Can you hear me good?
Yep, I hear you just fine. So, great. Sue, what's happening out there? What's going on?
Well, thanks for giving us another voice. Basically, I was on Facebook a couple weeks ago and saw a young man who is an honor roll student crying out for help, that due to the way the only option right now that's being afforded to our children, being the way they're teaching, is not helping him at all, and he's currently failing. He was a National Honor Society participant, and now he has several E's on his report card, and the first 9 weeks is getting ready to end, and he's in trouble. He's struggling.
So he just happened to put it on Facebook like, hey, I'm having trouble with this. Can somebody help me? I'm frustrated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was hurt, and I was like, you know, what's going on here? You know what I mean? So I did some digging around and asking questions. I don't have a child in the district. I do live in the district. I do have a child. She goes to a different school, and I know what struggles we're having. So, you know, and so I know that if this young man, this honor roll student, is struggling, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. So what was your first reaction? What was your response? What happened after that?
I'm not real sure. I kind of forget, but I don't know if I private messaged him or if I was digging around, but I know another lady in the community made an approach to the school board, I believe, last month to question it, but there was, you know, nobody there. We really didn't get a chance to put it out there. Hey, you know, we got problems here. And then I had caught wind of her post, too, and then I did reach out to her, and then I said, hey, we need to do something. We need to team up. We need to do something, because she has grandkids in the district. All her kids came through the district. And, you know, Aliquippa is a tight-knit community, you know, and we usually have a saying, it's called Aliquippa versus everybody, but now we need everybody. We need help. We're in trouble.
So at that point, did it appear that parents in the district were aware that the kids were struggling? Because, you know, a lot of times our kids can be struggling, but they don't necessarily tell us.
That's correct. And I'm not real sure. You know, I haven't seen much on Facebook about it, you know, parents complaining. But here's the thing. You know, you think you're a parent. You think you're alone in this. And we're really not. And the good thing about it, we got conversation going. The parents came out, I won't say by the hundreds, but we were there. There was people. It was packed. And the board let everybody speak their voice that wanted to be heard. And that's the good thing. So now we have conversation. But we're not done. You know, this is where we hit the gas pedal, not the brake. We're going to go forward. We're going to be, you know, in that district saying, hey, our kids need help. And it was kind of crazy this morning. I'm strolling Facebook, and I came across the KDKA Facebook page and saw the article that they did for me when I interviewed the other day. And there was like 300 comments. Now, normally when you see Aliquippa and comments, it's bash Aliquippa, bash Aliquippa.
Right.
But the good news was, while there was a couple in there and I didn't entertain those, there was several in there from several other parents in other districts also having the same problem. So we got a problem. You know, if we wanted to homeschool our kids, we would homeschool our kids.
We're not homeschoolers. We need the kids in the school. We need live instruction. We need options. We need something different. And there are some parents, and I applaud them, that they love this system. And that's fine. We're not trying to take that away from you. We just need options. We need to say, hey, you could come and do this, or you could do this, or this. But we need the teachers teaching live. They're reporting to the school. Why aren't they teaching live? I don't know.
So, and let me just follow up on that. So when you say that, so as I understand it, there are some places, and it sounds like maybe Aliquippa is one of them, where it's like recordings. The kids are learning from videotaped instruction?
Correct. I wasn't aware of it at first. I'm assisting a young man who's struggling right now, and I asked him the other day, I'm like, can you show me a class? I want to know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be just ignorant assuming they're not doing anything. So I asked him to show me, and basically he showed me how he goes into his Google Classroom. He clicks on this, clicks on this, clicks on this. Then he gets the video. Then the teacher is instructing. You don't see them, but you can hear them, and it's a video. So you could replay it and replay it and replay it, and that's great. And the teacher shows you, okay, you click here, you click there, then you do this, then you do this. And then I didn't get past 5 minutes because it was obvious. So, you know, I didn't really listen to the lesson, if you will.
Right.
But the option to afford it to our students is there's 45 minutes of the video, let's give or take a few minutes. Then there's 15 minutes of, hey, if you have any questions, I don't know if they email them. I don't know if they Zoom. That part I'm not sure about. But the child can reach out to the teacher. Hey, Miss So-and-so, I have a question on blah, blah, blah. How quick they get back to them, I don't know. But there's a lot of disconnect. Right now, there's a lot of disconnect. Like, it's broken. It's not working. We need to fix it. And so I did see what they're talking about, and it would be tough. And you take it on to the young man that I'm helping happens to be an honor student, an AP student. He's taking dual classes at CCBC. He gets it. He's there. He's motivated. He's doing it. What about our IEP? What about our IEP kids? What about our kids that are on the borderline of IEPs and 504s? What about them?
So there was a school board meeting on Wednesday night. Did the board commit to making changes? Did they commit to looking at it? How did that end on Wednesday night?
Absolutely. They did. They did commit. Nothing's like in stone because this is all new to us. You know what I mean? So I believe our next 9 weeks starts November 10th. I'm not real sure. So the one school board member did say, we got a couple weeks to fix this. Like, this 9 weeks is probably a wash, okay? What it is. And what I don't think is fair, Lynn, is like, yeah, we want our kids to be educated. Yeah, we, you know, whatever. But do we have to be such sticklers and such tight rope walkers? Like, sorry, you didn't turn it in. That's a zero. You get an E. Goodbye.
Right.
I don't think so. It's not that serious. You know what I mean? I'm not taking away anything from education. I'm not taking anything away from our teachers. But, like, right now, we need to bend the rules a little bit. You know, yeah, as adults, when you go to work, you're going to, you know, get in trouble that you want them to toe the line. At the end of the day, these are children. And you want your 10th grader with an E on his report card, and what's his college chances against the student coming out of Mount Lebanon, where they have opportunity and they have, you know,
where they have pods and they have tutors and all kinds of bells and whistles.
Right.
And
I don't think our kids should have to get a tutor. You know what I mean? Like, why should we be paying tutors if I don't want to say if you don't need them, but, you know, it's hard. You know, some parents don't want the kids sitting in front of a computer all day. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. I'm with you. But there's too many people that are a common denominator. We need something better, you know, and I'm not going to say I'm not concerned about the elementary, because that's going to be tough as well. But the high school students, where the grades count and colleges don't care about COVID,
right?
You know, we need to be competing. We need these kids to know we're here for you. We're standing behind you. And, you know,
and
we're going to get this done for you.
Yep. Exactly.
Correct.
Hey, Sue.
Good.
I'm going to hold on to your number. We got to go. I'm going to hold on to your number, and we'll probably check back with you in a couple of weeks and see what's going on. Thank you for the fight. Thank you for the fight. And thanks for joining us today. We appreciate
it. We're pressing the gas pedal. Not the brake.
There you go. All right. Thanks.